Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Let's have a look at what's happening in farming. Joining me now is news editor of the Irish Farmers Journal, Katrina Morrissey. And of course, the journal is on your shelves right now. Katrina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran.
Good to talk to you. You have an interesting discussion in the journal this week about the climate bill failing to credit farmers for their carbon capture, Katrina.
Yeah, that's right. We have Chagas director Gerry Boyle has written an opinion piece for us today. And I suppose Gerry is very important in this story for two reasons. Number one, he's the director of Chagas, but number two, he's also part of the Climate Council, who will be setting the sectoral targets along with government, which will have a huge effect on farming in the coming months and years. But what he has pointed out is that between various drafts of the previous bill and this climate action bill, there is 26.8 million tonnes of carbon sinks, which farms were credited with sequestering carbon, not being taken into account in the current draft of the bill.
Mm.
Now, he makes the point that hopefully it's just slipped off the page and it'll be reinstated. But that would be a very, very serious thing for farmers, because we know that farming has a very big challenge in front of it. We know there's work to be done. But farmers and farming would feel very strongly that they need to get credit for the good work that they do, whether it's sequestering carbon in their hedgerows.
Interesting comparison. A very stark comparison he makes, in fact, with the advent of the introduction of the milk quotas, Katrina.
Yeah, that's right. I suppose it was a great way for him to put a bit of perspective on it. He thinks that the carbon sectoral budgets and the targets that have been set out for between here and 2030 and further on then to 2050 is going to be as big a change, is going to be as big a watershed as the introduction of quotas for dairy farming in the 80s or joining the EU in the 70s. You know, they were big transformational changes to Irish agriculture, and that's where he's placing this next period.
Very interesting discussion indeed. A fair deal scheme, there's sort of a breakthrough on that, but it's rather bittersweet.
That's right, yeah, at long last, the Fair Deal legislation. For those who don't know about it, it's to do with nursing homes and how farm businesses are treated in comparison to people, say, with a residential home. A farm family is charged 7.5% of the value of the farm every year in the scheme if they have someone in the nursing home. And some farmers are being charged up to €25,000 a year. Under this legislation now, which has been approved by Cabinet, that will be capped after 3 years. We had a situation, Fran, I suppose, where farmers who were in nursing homes, their family farm was effectively being obliterated by the length of time, because by the end of their period in the nursing home, the farm would have to be sold to pay for the charges through the scheme. So very, very welcome in the sense of for anybody from now on, there is a 3-year cap. But unfortunately for the people who have been in the scheme up to now, there's going to be no retrospective clawback for them. So the money that they have paid out, they won't be able to claim back. So that's where the bittersweet end of it comes in. And we would have spoken to some of those families, you know, and nursing homes are expensive places to be. And I suppose the problem is that the farm is also your way of generating income. So for you to have to sell some or all of it is, you know, it's not there then for the next generation.
It's interesting. So it still has to pass through both houses of the Oireachtas. There's no danger of any hold up on that, Katrina, is there?
I don't suppose there's a guarantee for anything these days, Fran.
Yeah.
We've seen that political debate and even the planning issues, which I presume we'll chat about as well.
Yeah.
You know, nothing can be guaranteed these days, but it got cross-party support in Cabinet yesterday. So fingers crossed for those people affected.
Right. What you're alluding to there is the Antashka appeal of the Glanbia cheese factory proposed for Kilkenny. That's becoming a huge issue. And again, you're discussing it today.
Yeah, we have 2 pages of it in this week's paper.
Yeah.
It's something we've been tracking all along. I suppose it has jumped onto the national stage in the last day or two, with the Taoiseach Micheál Martin coming out the other day and saying, appealing to Antashka to drop its latest appeal. This is described by our columnist Colin McCarthy on the back page as the latest hurdle that Glanbia must jump. This is the third time that this is going back to court in some way, shape or form. It's been through on board Planol Mulla. It's been through the High Court, and now Wantashka is going to appeal the latest High Court decision. It all stems back to the planning permission granted to Glanbia to develop new processing facilities at its plant in Bellevue to handle Irish farmers' milk and to make that milk then into cheese in a joint venture with a company called Royal Aware. Ontashka argues that this is just, I suppose, a symbol of expanding dairy in this country. It doesn't want it for that reason. But yet it has passed all through the planning applications, you know, and that's the point that certainly Glanbia would be making.
Of course, yes, but Ontashka is a statutory body, and I suppose they're entitled to do what they're doing. And the rhetoric from them is interesting. They're not returning on this, as far as I can see, anyway, Katrina.
No, definitely not. And yeah. I suppose you saw it then. It has gone up the ranks into government now, where we had Fine Gael TDs came out last weekend and said, you know, for jobs in the area. And for farmers' incomes, it's absolutely essential. And then you had, coming into Fianna Fáil, then you had the Taoiseach weigh in then on Tuesday very strongly.
Indeed, and of course that brought up the whole discussion of separation of powers then. And, you know, should he be wading in on something that's before the courts, I suppose, is another discussion, Katrina.
That's it, So I don't think this is going to finish today, Fran.
I don't think so either. The soap opera that we always refer to, the Kerry deal, the door's still open on that, Katrina.
Apparently, they never say die. There's supposed to be talks going on. While the talks are formally suspended on the joint venture, there is some talking going on behind the scenes. And the leading milk price issue, which he discussed before, is still on the table. And Jack Kennedy has plenty of that in the paper for anybody who wants to follow that ongoing saga.
Will you have a word with me finally about something I'm intrigued about, which is it's been described as worse than foot and mouth in the journal, wildflower seeds, but they're contaminated in some way. Will you explain that to us, Katrina?
I will. This is a very, very worrying development for tillage farmers in particular. So blackgrass is a plant that is not native to Ireland. It is very bad for crops. It is very much what it says on the tin. It is a grass that turns black as it ages. But Ireland hasn't had this. It's been imported in various bits and pieces over the years, and they've been trying to stamp it out. And last week, Chagas discovered that a commercial wildflower mixture that they had bought to plant a very nice pollinator-friendly wildflower strip on its farm had actually blackgrass seeds in it. And while Chagas were able to quickly recognise it, and they exterminated it straight away, in fact they had to take out the whole wildflower strip to make sure that there was no blackgrass, those same seeds are being sold to you, me, county councils, playgrounds.
You know these punnets of seeds that we buy now of wildflower, and we're all encouraged to put a portion of our lawn into one. Are they contained in some of those as well?
They
Katrina?
Could be. This is the danger. Yeah. So the fact that this was planted on, you know, Ireland's top research farm is the reason that it has been spotted. But certainly your normal punter will not know that blackgrass. They might just say, oh, blackgrass, it's, you know, it's a different colour. But it is so potentially damaging for the tillage industry, and that's why Andy Doyle describes it as, you know, potentially worse than foot and mouth disease for tillage. And the problem is, Fran, that these seeds can overwinter, so they may not germinate this year, but they could stay in the soil for another 2-3 years. So I suppose to be aware if it's at all possible to know where the wildflower seeds are coming from and to go for native rather than imported, I think would
because,
be sensible.
Yeah, there's already a discussion I know around the content of some of these punnets of seeds, in that they are, you know, maybe species that's native to America or to Mexico or something like that.
That's
might
right.
You know, might overrun us here in some way in terms of our native flowers.
I can see that out my window here. We have plenty of invasive species that have gone all over this country, like the Vee Valley with the rhododendron.
Yeah.
Beautiful and all as it is. It is a highly invasive species and it kills everything that's underneath it. So something that is pretty like a wildflower mixture may contain much more than what you realise.
All right. Katrina, always a pleasure. Thanks very much indeed for your time today. That's Katrina Morrissey of the Irish Farmers Journal, and the journal is on your shelves right now. We'll take a break, back in a moment.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.